Accession number 12711, Mr. T. Thompson, Reel 8.
Mr. T. Thompson, Reel 8. You're wounded in your leg and hip?
Both calves and right hip. That's what's in there.
In Brussels, what did they do with you in Brussels?
I had an operation to clean it up, you know. And then went from there to go on the plane, home, Swindon.
Were you carried on, still on a stretcher?
Oh, I still out. Oh, I was still in, yes, and when we got there, we went from Sweden to, trying to place this outside of Stourbridge, a big hospital. I went there, and that's where another big operation, but it was bad. I was on the way out list. That was sent for me, my parents, because my father couldn't travel, but I was on the danger list. I had a hemorrhage, the blood. That's when they took the chaplain out, and it must have burst an artery, and it was I lost a lot of blood in hospital. Things weren't gone great for a few days. And your parents got a little letter there. Better come down. But when they do that, you're in danger. You're in danger list. But never mind, things didn't go. They went the right way. Oh, yes, and they're quite good. The sisters and the staff there were quite good. Oh, yes, it took us a long time to get they get pulled together. I was in there quite a while.
What's the discipline like? Was this a military hospital?
It was run by the army. Oh, yes.
What's the discipline like in hospital? Is there a strict routine?
Strict. It's very, very strict. It wasn't a military hospital. It was a civilian, but it was run. There was a lot of armies attached to it. See. The nurses weren't, they were civilian nurses, not army nurses, you know. Some of them were, I think it was one or two, I mean. But they were civilian doctors. But the other side of it was run by the army, you know. The sergeants and officers, they were run by them, like.
Did you
major,
get?
There's no major there. He was in charge. It was. We were very good. Like we had a good time there. Once we got pulled together, like, you know, and got on with fate. Took a long time, but we managed.
Did you get visitors? People coming in to see you?
I was only once. My parents came because it was a long way. It was in the Midlands. Stourbridge, in the Black Country. We call it Black Country.
Did you get people like the WVS or the Padres or Vickers?
Oh, they all come around and say, oh, yes, oh, yeah, we're quite good. Red Cross and people come with books, you know. Right? Oh, yes, the Red Cross, we've got a lot of stuff off them. They're quite good. Well, we weren't neglected.
When you got on your feet in the convalescent stage, what happened to you then?
We went to convalescent.
And where was that?
Earlier just now. Wasn't far away. So, well, no, Trenton Park. That's it. Big park, you know, down in the Staffordshire. Trenton Park.
Was that run by the military?
Oh, yes, all soldiers. Oh, aye. It was the army. It was, oh, aye. Well, it was more or less You did don't need drill, right, but you did exercise, you know, one thing or another. Oh, I was there.
How did they treat you there?
Oh, I was just army style, you know, army style. But I was there. My wounds weren't healing. I had to go back to another hospital in Staffordshire. Things weren't going right, like this hole in the hip wasn't healing, and I had to get the faults and bones that I had to take out, and I was in hospital again. Then I come out, went back to the convalescent home, convalescent camp, rather. And then we went from that, when I got discharged from there, I went up home to the 4th Holden Battalion, West Hartlepool.
What did they treat you with in hospital? Were they giving you penicillin?
Oh, yes. This one in Stubborn got them all. We're coming away on the plane. They kept giving me it. Because I was in pain then, like, and they was giving me penicillin then. I got two jobs on the plane, I remember. Yeah.
When you're in the, you say, under the army routine of the convalescent camps, did you feel it in any way frustrated? Mm. You know, you were a soldier, a fighting soldier, and now you're in a kind of a regimental basis kind of thing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, it's all right.
You coped with that all right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Because it's just the army routine. If you're in the army camp, just... You went there to recoup, you know, get better. Then you went back to your base, or our base there was at West Hartlepool. What do you call it? 4th Holden Battalion. It, Easington, really. Easington Road.
What date would this be?
Major. Tell you now. It was after... about June, end of May.
Was the war over then?
Aye, yes, the war was over then.
Do you recall where you were when the war ended?
I was in the convalescent house then, what they call Heather House, in Teal, little village called Teal, just outside of... Newcastle on the line. That was one of the towns, but that wasn't the main one. But it was in the same area, Newcastle on the line. And there was a little village called Teal, and it was this big hall. It'd been a hall for somebody, some estate or another, and that's why we spent a few days in there, and that's where we were. Longton, that's the place, Longton. Yeah, I remember now, Longton, that's the place where we used to go, you know. And that's where we were when D-Day, when the war was finished. And it went from that...
What was the feelings when you heard that news?
Oh, very good. Very good. We all got... All went out and got... Merry. We had a joke. We got a very good outing. We'd been locked in. We had a good day.
At that moment, do your memories go back to friends that wouldn't be coming back?
Oh, my God, my. Oh, terribly went back, sure. My God, my. Did it not? Yes, especially to your close friends, you know. Many lost, but it is. Billy Watson. I went right back to there. Yes, we had a good time down long. Well, very good.
Did you get involved then in the celebrations that came after the...
Oh, I had a trip as well. The people in the pubs. And long, we had a real good time.
When the Japanese War ended a few weeks later, where were you then?
August, wasn't it? August. I was at West Hartlepool. That's right. I stayed at West Hartlepool in the 4th Holding Battalion. That's right, August, yeah.
When you moved to the 4th Holding Battalion, had you any thoughts that you might be retained in the army for anything, say going up Far East? Or?
No, because I was graded to B. See, B was it, that year. You were finished with a frontline battalion then, and I was graded with wounds. I was.
What was the routine in the holding battalion?
Why? Just routine jobs, escort duties, and the one job we had was on the Dean, the Crimson Dean, where it was all wires, where we, a party used to go there and take the wires down. What they put up in 1939, some of us got that job of taking them down, because I was in charge of a party taking them down, me and an officer. And there was different jobs. You might get jobs as escorting duty, escorting prisoners to barracks, to the detention barracks, you know.
What kind of crimes had these men committed?
Oh, well, these were serious ones, these. I mean, got most of carrying on absolutely without leave for a long time, and hitting NCOs and sergeant majors and one thing or another, or theft, you know. Or the guardhouse at Hartlepool was always full, waiting the court marshals, all right. Well, I took a carry all the way from there. Down to Salisbury Bridge. There was a big army clink there. Oh, it was a big one. It was a factory. Made into a army prison, you know.
Was this due to men who, because the war had over, were frustrated and wanted to get out of them and were
probably
causing trouble?
Oh, aye. There was one I remember going down, taking them out, I'll bring them out. They brought out a scheme. I believe he got 3 years or something. I can't really say what it was for. But he was just a young lad. I don't think he'd seen any action. He wasn't very old. And there was a scheme come out that if you volunteered for the 2nd Battalion in Burma, you were out. You were out. But once you got there, you couldn't get away, eh? Once you got to Burma. Because you were in the clink all the time until you got there. So I was sent to pick him up and brought him back to West Hartlepool. And he was waiting for the draft to go to Burma. Well, I kind of killed you that. Got it instead of them that got 3 years or 2 years, eh? And volunteered to get to the out to Burma. Well, by the time they got out to Burma and did a couple of years, that time was up, eh? Instead of dating in jail, they dated in Burma, which was a good move, I thought, like, you know. Because they would be in the guard room all the time on the boat, they would be still in the guard room until they got there. And then they would be put into one of the platoon's companies and they would, that's it.
Do you think they might have made good soldiers?
Right. One of them I knew, he had been a good soldier, but I didn't know what happened, whether he went off the rails somewhere along the line, you know.
The camp, the detention camp that you were taking them to, did you get much chance to see what it was like inside there?
No, not really. You just had to go in and you... No, you didn't. No. But when you took a prisoner in, you had a... take them in, and the staff sergeant would, and he had to go in and say that he was taken over by the staff sergeant, and you had to sign the book, you know, that you'd handed him over, and he would do likewise, and give you a slip, say that you'd been received, you know, and you went out. That was your job done. See?
As an escort, did you carry a weapon or
sidearms? Just the sidearms. Aye.
Now were they loaded?
Well, you had a revolver. Aye, but you had to load it. You had to load it.
And the men, were they chained or handcuffed?
No. Some I never had any as bad as that. But there was some of them, when they got on the train, when they knew they were violent and bandits, they used to make them take the boots off. In the boots, you know. Because there were some bandits, you know, some real bandits. But the ones I had was fairly reasonable. Yeah. They're good. You know, I never had a neighbour.
How many men would there be escort to prisoners?
In two men, right.
And would that be one prisoner, two prisoners, how many?
One prisoner, all right. Well, I've known two ones who was going with one prisoner. It all depends on what he was, you know. they would know his character and what kind of bloke he was. And they would, maybe two ones he was would go.
Did you get involved in any ceremonials at the end of the war? Marches, parades through towns or whatever?
No, I don't even know.
So what else were you doing in the Holden Battalion?
Well, he went out and got different jobs. What do you call an employed job, you know, looking after the prisoner wars. I don't want it. He's outside in the castle, man. Yeah. Beside the race course. What do you call that place? Beside the race course.
Gosforth?
Gosforth, that's the one, Gosforth. We were there. There's a big prisoner war camp there. Germans. We were looking after them, but we hadn't a big job there because the German NCOs, they more or less looked after them, you know. I was only there a few weeks late.
What were they like? The war was over now.
Oh, they were. Some of them were a little bit absent. You know, some of the NCOs was nobody trouble there. They were waiting to go home, really. Oh, I was kind of feel waiting to go home.
And what was your task, guarding them?
Well, more or less. They were working prisoners, see? And there was, we hadn't a great lot to do with them. Their own NCOs used to take them out. And they were in charge, you know. We just have to make sure that they were all in and count them, see if anything was going right. As I say, I was only there a couple of weeks, and then I got another job. Where was I at now? Middlesbrough. No, Stockton. Stockton. Aye, Middlesbrough, that's right. In our own detention camp. They were prisoners. Our own lads. I was there, and so there for a while. Because there's a lot of six guards and me, and there's about six or seven prisoners waiting trial, waiting court martial, you know.
Was this the regiment, you mean, when you say their own? The DLI
camp? The regiment, all the DLIs.
What kind of crimes have they committed?
Well, various crimes, you know, absolutely, and flung stuff. Pinch and stuff and one thing or another. There weren't very many in there, and that folded up.
Was it a difficult time, as I say, with the war over and men wanting to get out and back into their civilian lives, and they couldn't?
That's what they were waiting for. They were waiting for demob. Yes, they were waiting for demobs.
Were you demobbed from there?
No.
Where did you go next?
I went from West Hartlepool. I went over when I was in West Hartlepool. I went in the hospital again. Catterick Hospital. This same trouble. Was still discharging, and I was in there for quite a while. And come out of there, I went to Hardwick Camp, Sedgefield. We were in Hardwick Camp, the only huts, the huts there. And we were in, I was there quite a while, I know. And went to I was in charge of the sergeant's mess there for a while. And that's where they got a lot of them. They were waiting for the groups coming along, you know. 26th group, and what they were there. Terrible, a lot of men was discharged from there, from Hardwick Camp. They were doing guards and different jobs, you know. We're on the race course. The Hardwick Camp, there's a big race course there. And we were there for a while. And then went back to the big camp at Hardwick. And then from there I got demobbed.
What was the procedure for demob?
Great. You were you went in front of the MO. Examined, you know, one thing and another. And,
and what was the result of your medical?
B. I was class as B. Class B.
Did that qualify you for a pension after that?
Oh, yes. Oh, I got a one. Oh, I, as a matter of fact, we're still not right, really. The ones are still right.
But you get an army pension.
Oh, I.
So you had your medical, then what happened?
You went there. We went through the rigmarole of your records, you know. Then you got your discharge papers, and then you went to York, and that's where you got all your gear, your suit, and one thing you know, and all your rations for the. Because I wasn't finished till August, my time wasn't up until August, eh?
Is this 1945,
46? 46. Why? 46. Yeah, that's when I got demobbed. But it's all same, you got your rations, money, right up until gratuity, right up until August the 5th, I think it was, somewhere in there.
So what was your gratuity? What was your gratuity?
Money.
And that was a fixed sum, or?
Why? Well, £83. I know, oh, bugger, no, something more than that. 100 and odd, I think. 100 and odd pound, in the junior. I was thinking about somebody else there, you'd say. It was about 100 and odd, altogether.
What was your pay as a sergeant at the end of the war?
£3. With £3 odd, I believe, £3. It was pounds then, it wasn't there.
What did they give you as civilian outfit?
Oh, I got a grey suit and shirt and I don't know then. Tribby hat, shoes. Coupons, you got a lot of coupons, you know, I know.
Were you looking forward to coming out?
I was looking forward. I mean I was no good as frontline soldier no more. I couldn't join the battalion, fighting battalion anymore, because they were greatest, right? I'll probably get an blow job somewhere, like, but I'll do that. I'll come out from there.
How did you settle down to civilian life in those very early days?
Wasn't very good to settle down, you know.
What was the problem?
Well, I don't know. I couldn't explain it. Couldn't explain what it was. Just you could. Odd jobs, different jobs, and eventually did settle down in the mines.
Which pit did you go to?
6th pit, 1947. Did various jobs until then. I was on the door for a while, but about a month. Then I went to Pete. Then we see Pete, and then I stopped though.
And was that underground?
Oh yes, oh yes.
And your wounds were okay?
They come right, all right. But I still got the pension, like. I still kept the pension. Mm-hmm.
Looking back over your army life, who was the best officer you served with?
Yes, I can tell you. Captain Hudson. He was with the Georgians in the desert. He was a South Country man, I think. I don't think he was a Durham, he didn't belong to Durham. But he got took prisoner at Sicily, Tremestelli Bridge. Aye. He got prisoner he was a great guy. He was captain then, but he escaped. And I remember him coming back to us at Saffron Walden. And I had a tow with him. And because there was a friend of mine, was Cox, Jimmy Cox, black card Jimmy Cox. He was took prisoner. Same time as, and he said he met him, and he was thinking about trying to escape, but the captain told him he didn't want to try, because an officer had a better chance. But the captain, he escaped, and he came back, and he went on D-Day. And he got wounded the same time as me. Aye. The same place. But he was in a different company. He was in another company. He was a major then. Aye. Me and him come home on the same plane. Aye.
Characters that you came across in your army life, does anyone stand out?
Why, there was one lad. Frost, they call him. That guy for his company. Come out of one of the West Kents, I think. He was a bit of a sartan. I think he did a lot of time in Brixton Jail, I think. he went mad to finish. That'd take him away. Take him up the north, up to, in a home. Oh, he went around the bend, this lad.
Was this after the army?
You know, it was in during the war. This happened. I was during the war. The MO found out straight away that it was ready to get this man out. He's a danger. He'll be a danger to the rest of the company. I had to get him away. So he might have shot somebody, you know.
Oh, he get his own men, his own
people. He might have shot somebody. He was a good sniper. He used to get out days on end sniping. But someone went wrong and they found out that he was Dolally, you know. And someone snapped and they got him away, they got him out, whipped him back to England in no uncertain manner.
What was your worst moment?
I can't remember any worst. When we were trapped in this place I've talked about then. That was it. Because we had visions of being in a prisoner of war camp. Because we were nearly as dumb as took prisoner there. My. We'll never be near again.
Have you kept up with contacts with your comrades, or ex-comrades?
No, I never. One or two I met, the one I knew was in my platoon, he's dead now. He lived at Flamagan Moor. I kept in touch with him for quite a while. Another one at. I didn't know him very well. I met him at Hardwick Camp. But he'd been in the 9th Battalion, but I didn't know him when he was in the 9th Battalion, because he was just a boy. He was one of the 18-year-olds, but he was a different company to me. That's about the... It was a bad moment, that. And, of course, day one wasn't a very good place to get off the land, and that was a bit tricky.